Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
Anytime we talk about retrofitting or insulation, we are inundated with texts, and we're going to be inundated with texts now again, 51551, because a new report published today states that further action is needed, they say. Further action is needed if Ireland is to meet its retrofitting targets. The report is by the Banking and Payments Federation Ireland, and they're suggesting that more financial supports are needed to motivate people to carry out retrofitting work. The survey also shows that cost is the main factor deterring people from investing in home energy upgrades. Full retrofits, and we can stand by this in this programme as well, based on the tax we get, full retrofits here, the BPFI say, can range from 25,000 to 75,000 euro, depending on the age of the home. Well, to discuss this more, I'm joined by Darren O'Rourke of Sinn Féin, and their spokesperson on climate action and the environment, and by Green Party Senator Pauline O'Reilly. You're both very welcome to the programme. Can I come to you, Darren O'Rourke, first of all? What stood out for you in this Banking and Payments Federation report? And because I'm sure you've been critical of the government's approach to retrofitting.
Yeah, well, it's the latest in a number of reports, and I know you spoke at the SAI in recent weeks yourselves. It's the latest in a number of reports that have been critical of the government's approach, that have highlighted the fact that the targets are ambitious and on the current trajectory not going to be achieved on the one hand. And I think equally importantly and related to that, highlight the inequity in the schemes. So they show that people are locked out based on affordability, based on scheme criteria. And they show that there's significant waiting lists. So there is an interest there, and that is welcome. There's significant funding from government, although we think it should go further. But it's clear that the scheme is deeply inequitable. It's not targeted at those who need it the most. It doesn't have a clear brief in terms of lifting people out of energy poverty. And, you know, it's hugely frustrating for people.
Okay, let me bring in Senator Pauline O'Reilly of the Green Party. This is bad news for you, Pauline, and your government, because it's such a key plank of your, especially the Green Party policy in government. The scheme criteria is not focused enough. It's not affordable enough. The waiting lists are too long, not targeted enough on poorer households and cold households. What's gone wrong, I wonder?
What this report says is that it's ambitious. It's not saying that the targets won't be reached. And in fact, we know that the targets will be exceeded this year for retrofits. We know that 150% increase compared to last year. We know that it's 20% increase on the Warmer Home Scheme compared to last year. And that's where the state pays 100%. We know that 90 homes who are getting completely free retrofits a week. And so right across the board, there's an increase of over 40% in people who are getting retrofits. The government has already this year spent 350 million. And I think what the Banking Federation is pointing out is about low-cost loans. It's not saying that there's an issue with the scheme. What it's saying is that they want to be able to provide low-cost loans, which is going to be happening over the coming weeks.
It does question this report that the scheme will meet its targets if more financing isn't made available.
But more financing is being made available through low-cost loans, which is exactly what the Banking Federation would like to happen. But it's also going to be really supportive of people. But like, we're already hitting our targets this year and we'll exceed the targets this year. So it's really important to say that and to say that even the EPA has said it expects us to reach our targets by 2025. This retrofitting program. Let's be really clear about this. This retrofitting program that this government has brought in, that no other government had taken seriously, is on the cutting edge of innovation when it comes to retrofitting. And the very fact that more and more people are signing up for it, that we're exceeding the targets, it demonstrates that people want to do it. And it's not just about our carbon emissions, it's also that it makes people's homes warmer.
Let me ask Darren, what are you on about then? 350 million euro made available this year, more in terms of low-cost loans as well. What's wrong?
Well, we know clearly at this stage. So let's boil it down to exactly what we're talking about here. The ambition is for 500,000 homes to be to standard or better by 2030. It's for the installation of 400,000 heat pumps by 2030. We have a target this year of 13,846 homes to be retrofitted to a B2 standard. To date, we have in the region of 3% of the 500,000 target reached. 3%. It's nowhere near enough in terms of the B2 standard.
I don't know who to believe
standard.
Here, because you're telling me they won't be met. Pauline is telling me they will be met, are being met. Who's telling the truth?
Yes, so the piece in relation to it is that this is a hockey stick type of approach. So as in the early years, there's slow progress, and then the expectation is there'll be significant ramp up.
Who's fibbing here? Who's fibbing? I mean, who's telling me the truth, Pauline? The targets are being met or not?
Well, the target for this year is 37,000. We expect it to hit 42,000 to 43,000. But, you know, this is about... This is about ramping up supply as well as demand, which we're doing. I mean, Minister Harris today, whose responsibility it is to put in place apprenticeships, has said that to date this year, we have over 2,000 people just this year who are signing up to apprenticeships in retrofitting. So that piece and supporting businesses has to go hand in hand. The industry now has certainty, which it never had before, over a 10-year period.
Huge waiting list.
The waiting lists are not huge, in fact, completely incorrect. When it comes to the warmer home scheme, it was 27 months. It's now 19 months, but that's from
19
to
months.
Completion.
I mean, come on,
One second, Cormac. To completion for all of the work for an entire retrofit for a home under the warmer home scheme.
Costing?
That's applying for it. Every costing 24,000. The state is paying for that 24,000, completely paying for that 24,000.
Let me ask you this. Why then, when we do this item, do we get texts from people saying, I had to pay myself on top of the grants, 30,000, 35,000, 40,000? Why are people telling us that?
There's actually three different types. So the waiting lists are on the warmer home scheme, and that's coming down and down and down, and it's 19 months now from start to completion for your entire home to be done. The retrofitting one-stop shop, and that is where it's up to 50%. But I mean, remember that the state is paying a huge amount of that, which it never paid before, and people are still choosing to do
it. Maybe that's why the prices are so high. If the state is paying, the supplier will say, "Well, ching ching, I can increase the price here."
The difficulty with all of these issues is that we're bamboozled with numbers. So let's go back to it, and Pauline has misrepresented the facts here. The number of retrofits that she talks about, between 37,000 and 42,000, are not deep retrofits. They're not to a B2 standard. That's the measure that we should be interested in. That's the measure that government has set in stone for 2030. There is in the region of 13,846. That is the target. At the end of this year, we will have in the region of 3% of the 100% of deep retrofits completed, and that's nowhere near good enough.
Let me ask you this, in terms of clarification, when you say the 13,800 odd, do you mean that there are deep retrofits that are having to wait 2 years or so, 19 months, is that it?
No, that's a separate scheme. Actually, so this is a really important point. We have a dedicated scheme for energy poverty. It's called the Warmer Home Scheme. Of that scheme, of the 13,846 deep retrofits, just 165 of those will be directly targeted at energy poverty. So you have a deeply inequitable scheme here that people can't get access to, that they're paying into through their carbon tax, but they can't draw down out of. We're going to miss our target for 2030. a complete recalibration of the scheme, tiered supports targeted at those who, based on need, not on, on ability to pay, but we do need supports for people for people across the board.
And what would you do with the 13,800 households in the deep retro warmer home scheme? What would you do there?
We would take an area by area approach. So instead of like this really inefficient use that the government have at the minute of going in and doing number one and number seven and number nine, we would take it block by block on an area by area approach using local authorities, the one-stop shop scheme, private contractors to deliver these schemes efficiently. In addition to that, we would have a targeted scheme for people on solid fuel. So people who are burning turf and coal and sticks, that we would have a targeted scheme for them. Government, instead of criticising those people and penalising them, they should take that proposal. And it's not just a proposal from Sinn Féin. It's also a proposal from the Climate Change Advisory Council.
And you directly employ them. Would you, Sinn Féin in government, or would you contract them? How would you do that? Take them area by area?
No, I think we are, in fairness, seeing an emerging industry there. The one-stop shop scheme is a useful approach. So we would harness that approach.
What
is already there.
What do you mean doing it area by area then? What do you mean?
Yeah, so we would, instead of it being demand led by those with money and available and able to avail of grants, we would work between a coordinated approach between local authorities and one stop shops to go into an area and literally do estate by estate or block
by
block.
So under Sinn Féin, the estate would get a knock on the door from the state and say, look, we're doing your retrofit now. You don't have to pay anything. We're doing it. Is that it?
No. It's not. Case of a 100% grant. It's a tiered approach in relation.
So what if you knock on my door and I say I can't do it now?
Approach.
What if you knock on my door, Darren, and I say I can't afford it now?
Yeah,
do I lose my chance?
If you can't afford it, but of course you're putting forward, it will be more attractive under Sinn Féin than it is.
No, I know, but what if I can't
government?
Afford it? Do I lose my chance and I go back to the end of the queue? Is that it?
No, well, you don't get done at the time when your neighbours are getting done and there is inefficiency in relation.
No matter which way you slice and dice this, Darren, you'll have to come back piecemeal to home. So your criticism of Pauline's scheme would apply to your scheme as well.
Oh, there would be weakness in relation to it. It would be a significant improvement on the government's approach, which is entirely demand-led. So take, for example, a local authority housing estate, which with a small number of houses that have been bought privately. You would in practical terms, be able to do all of that estate together instead of the local authority.
So you get efficiencies there, you see. Let me read you, Pauline, one text before we finish, and I'll get you to comment on it. This is from a listener. I have a full retrofit project ready to go with cash earmarked, but I'm unable to find a building contractor prepared to do the work in the Kilkenny area. I fear that the contractor capacity is not there to do the work. Additional funding will not solve this.
Well, I mean, that's exactly the point, and the point that Darren seems to fail to grasp here, that we have to also bring up the supply side, the people to do the work, hence the huge investment in apprenticeships, for instance. And it only takes a few days for builders to do this, but they can sign up to it now. Over 2,000 have already this year. That's exceeded the targets for last year. And so the two things have to go hand in hand. And he Darren has completely misrepresented figures by talking about 3% of something, a figure for 2030, and we're not, we're talking about we're up to over 250% on solar panels alone this year. Everything is up, but the idea that you can just magically overnight have every contractor in place, have every home retrofit, and who exactly does Darren
think
he's going to pay?
Really briefly, Pauline.
And tomorrow they'll be saying, let's cancel carbon tax, even though carbon tax pays.
Really briefly, Pauline, are there any targets you're not meeting?
I believe that we are going to put, I mean, we won't know until
the
end
moment,
of this year.
Are there any targets
the moment,
you're not
I,
on course
I
to
don't
meet?
Believe that I don't believe that we're on course to fail in any of them. That's my understanding. And the other great thing that's going to happen by the end of this year is that we will have what the Banking Federation are calling for, which is that low-cost loan, which will mean that, if people have that loan, any of the funding that they're putting in place, they're actually getting the benefit immediately, and it's probably
afford,
not costing
if you can
them
afford
any
to take that,
well, you get the loan, and
at low cost. I know, but some people simply can't afford to take that loan. They simply can't, and they're in that bracket.
It will reduce
we will definitely come back to this.
Month
I know.
Month.
I appreciate that. I do appreciate
yeah,
that.
There is no target.
We'll have to leave
Target for energy poverty reduction, Cormac, and that's the problem. Vincent de Paul and others, including Sinn Féin, have called for a target for the retrofit scheme to be used for energy reduction or for energy poverty reduction. Mm. The government don't have one, so they can't miss that target.
You'll have to talk to my producer if you put me over the bar. Anymore on this one. Darren O'Rourke, Pauline O'Reilly, thank you very much indeed.